Okay, so good morning, everybody. I hope you can all hear me. Can you all hear me okay? Okay, I'll try and speak up, and if I don't, just indicate and I'll try and get a little bit louder. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you today from Ephesians 6, the reading from the letters of the Ephesians from Paul. Paul was, as you know, was the pastoral theologian. He was sent to the Gentiles, all those outside of Judaism, and obviously into a cultures that were very un-Christ-like at the time. But there are similarities today in the culture outside of the church. But we are all learning and growing, and Paul's letters aim to help us to grow and mature in Christ. So we're talking today about parenting and family values. Ephesians 6, verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And in so doing, we need to honour our fathers and mothers, our parents in Christ. And I think that Paul here is referring to not just biological parents, but also our spiritual parents, of which I must say I've been extremely blessed to have both, well, relatively good biological parents, but exceptionally good spiritual parents. My parents didn't grow up in the church, and I came to Christ when I was in my mid-30s, which was about 20 years ago. So I very much lived most of my life on the outside of the kingdom of God, and coming into the kingdom of God has been a real paradigm shift for me that is completely ongoing. And there probably are many of you here today who've had similar experience to me. Now, obviously, you know, as Christians, our ultimate Father is God. Father God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are our spiritual parents, whom we love dearly, I hope, and whom we dearly and truly love. However, I'm also aware that it's not so easy to love our biological parents, because we're all fallen, and I know that many of us here are parents ourselves, and none of us can say, no doubt, that we've all done everything right. I know that I certainly can't say that, but I've done my best, you know, as a mother with two children, growing up, as I said, and raising my children out in the world there. My children, I actually came to faith through my children going to church as teenagers after my niece was restored to church. So our young people can have a really dynamic effect on the church. And I would encourage you to uphold the young people within this church and any young people that you do know, uphold them in prayer and uphold them as parents, but both spiritually and practically. So back in Paul's day, the culture was in some ways similar today, as I mentioned earlier. But it was a culture in Rome and around Judea where women and children were considered of quite a low status. But in Christ, he flipped that switch. For us, it means tough love and tough choices, because there were huge choices and different choices to be made back then. And there are, you know, different choices to be made even now. So in Paul's day, For example, there were slaves, servants, peasants, and there was a huge culture of honour and shame. And obviously the elite were the ones who profited and prospered, whereas the slaves, the servants, the peasants were considered lower than the low. And children, you know, weren't really that important until they came of a certain age. Paul's teaching in Ephesians flipped that switch and honoured both women and children. And we can read this from Ephesians where he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, often people come at this passage from the perspective of children obeying their parents. But we are all children here. We've all had parents. Some of us may still have parents. And so we ourselves have been children. And for me, it's all very well to expect parents and, well, children to obey their parents. But we're talking about godly parents here and raising godly children. Now, in Hebrew, the word used for obedience is sama. And many of us today really don't like that word, obedience, because you don't know what you're going to be obedient to, who you're going to submit to, and whether they're going to treat you well and love you right. But the Hebrew translation is very similar to the Greek translation, and it means to listen and respond, to hear and respond. So that's not about submission and obeying regardless. It's about having the humility to listen to wise teaching, and in our case, wise biblical teaching, our wise biblical parents, our wise biblical fathers, the patriarchs of our faith. And those around us who are more mature in the faith, who want to bless us and disciple us. And as parents, we have a responsibility to bless and disciple others when we are able to, both spiritually and practically. So when we think about our Lord Jesus, he was obedient to his parents. He was obedient to death on a cross. And that took huge sacrifice. When we look at other, you know, various stories in the Bible about Jesus, he obeyed his parents. And I'm sure that that obedience came out of a loving relationship with them. And that is exactly what we need in order to be able to listen and hear and respond effectively to the instructions that we have from our guardians in the faith, from the word of the Bible. Now, those who are disobedient, Hebrews said, have a sinful heart. They don't trust in God. They do not love God. And hence they find it difficult to obey him. But those who love God do obey. These scriptures in Ephesians 6 verse 2 talks to us about honouring our parents, honouring our father and mother. And that's about respecting them and having an attitude of humility towards them, particularly when being taught and disciplined and corrected and guided. But for us, it also means that we need to be responsible parents and spouses. And verse 3 says, so that it may go well with you and you may live long on the earth. There's a blessing that comes with being obedient to our parents. But there is really a tough love and tough choices to be made in that, in order to build stable Christian homes and churches. Verse 4 says that fathers are not to exasperate or provoke their children, lest they become discouraged. And I'm aware that many young people today, many converts in church, young Christians, become discouraged at the example of their parents and their leaders when things aren't done right, righteously in Christ. The world today encourages people to enjoy life, look after number one, seek wealth and success, about very secular, self-centered values and principles, a culture of hedonism, get as much out of life as you can and indulge in everything that makes you feel good or look good. That's very prominent today in many of the young people and many of the adults that I have had experience with in various different capacities. Yet Paul's teaching is very much about stability. And stability cannot be found in a hedonistic, self-centered lifestyle. Many young people of all ages actually that I know today, have become extremely discouraged by the behaviour of their parents towards them and in life. And this can have a real detrimental effect on mental health, well-being, prosperity, career prospects, education, etc. So it's important that we, the church, uphold those age-old Christian values that have come down through Paul. We need to nurture and disciple. We need to be wise guides. We need to live modestly and mentor and mould and model our children and those around us to do the same. So I'm just going to give you a couple of, not statistics, but findings from the Institute for Family Studies. And I'm sure none of you will be surprised, but they do contrast with a lot of the beliefs that are out there in the world today. So the Institute for Family Studies says that overwhelmingly, research has shown that children raised by two loving parents do far better than those across a range of other outcomes. Those marrying before having children are more likely to remain married. Cohabiting parents are more likely to break up. Children are safer in married two-parent families and are at lower risk of being exposed to domestic violence and neglect. Marriage binds the father to his children, and it's a vitally important relationship. Mothers and fathers parent differently. Each provide a unique, dynamic, important contribution to their families and children. So the church must remain faithful to Paul's teaching and the teaching of Christ with regards to family values, honouring both our spiritual and biological parents, and listening and hearing and responding to the teaching. We obviously need the Holy Spirit to help us with this and his word. Those who oversee the spiritual growth of those converted to the faith and their own biological children must teach them and exercise tough love and tough choices. We need to listen and respond to God's word and do battle against the worldly, carnal mindset of the world that says that we don't need marriage anymore, we don't need two parents, and that we can do it any way we choose. So just to conclude, I'd like to encourage you to consider the relationships that you're aware of, the families that you are aware of, your own families, both inside the church and outside the church, and ask God that we can be a blessing and a model. Stability comes from a loving relationship with our ultimate parents, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God be with you all. Amen.